Okay, usually these first 100 days types of stories are done for new presidents. But since Mitt Romney ran for the nation's highest office twice, we thought, why not? Since rekindling his political career last year, Romney's relationship with President Trump has been closely watched. Throughout his Senate bid, this was his response to questions about the subject.
When the president's right, I'll be with him. When I disagree with him, I'll point that out. There have been a number of things on the personal front, if you will, tweets and so forth, that I have found objectionable, and I point that out. I call him like I see him.
3 months in, Romney has broken with the president a handful of times. The day before taking office, he penned that infamous op-ed criticizing Trump's moral character and received significant backlash from other Republicans, including his niece, GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. He voted for bipartisan resolutions rebuking Trump for his foreign policy and for declaring a national emergency to divert funds to the U.S.-Mexico border. On the latter vote, Romney said he opposed executive overreach, not Trump's effort to provide more border security. But for Romney, the most notable time he set himself apart from Trump and other Republicans in the past 100 days wasn't about policy at all. It was about principle.
The caustic comments that were leveled towards Senator McCain, I believe he is without question one of our great American national heroes and is someone that is due extraordinary respect in life as well as in death.
And those principled stances are what most Utahns support. Shortly after Romney's election, an AP VoteCast poll found that 64% of Utah voters wanted him to stand up to President Trump.
I think those that want him to be sort of the foil to President Trump, they've had some reason to be satisfied.
That's Jason Perry, director of the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics. However, Perry notes Romney's promise about when to disagree with the president is kind of squishy.
He is walking the line that he said he would when he went into the position. I think that Utahns are divided on President Trump, and that is why the only real position Mitt Romney can take is I call it when I need to call it.
While he hasn't unveiled a signature piece of legislation yet, he has worked on a handful of bills. They range from rural Utah's economy to a constitutional amendment to limit the U.S. Supreme Court to 9 justices, after some Democrats proposed expanding the bench.
Whether I'm getting more done than anybody else that came in at a junior level, I doubt that, but I'm very pleased that people who've been here a long time are willing to have me as part of that process, and I think we're making real progress. I sure hope so.
The former business executive and Massachusetts governor anticipated the limitations he'd face as one member in a body of 100, but he says the new dynamic isn't completely foreign.
You know, I've had jobs in my career where I was not the number one person, the one at the top, but I had to work with others and try and make change on a more collective basis. And I'm comfortable in this role. It's different, but it's really mind expanding at the same time, educational.
One of Romney's major campaign points was that he already had working relationships with other senators and a higher than average stature. That's translated to his involvement in discussions on health care, as congressional Republicans struggle to come up with an alternative to the Affordable Care Act. Romney says he's talking with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and a handful of other GOP senators about a possible replacement. That's something Trump has promised if Republicans win back the House in 2020. While some Democrats are pushing for Medicare for All, Romney has called that a non-starter and says he wants to see more federal-state partnerships on health programs.
Where the federal government sets the parameters, but the states have flexibility to create programs that do the better job caring for their own low-income families.
What Romney really wants to tackle is federal spending and the skyrocketing deficit, but he knows that will be a hard battle drawn out over several years. In the meantime, Romney will use his stature how he can, says the Hinckley Institute's Jason Perry.
100 days into the job, he's proven what people suspected, which was he has a very strong voice, and when he says something, he's going to get a reaction.
Scrutiny over Romney's legislative agenda will continue, as will interest in his contentious relationship with President Trump. The junior senator previously said he hasn't committed to backing Trump in 2020 when the president is up for re-election. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.